It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor, I'm glad we're together again. See the flashlight I brought? You ever use a flashlight? Flashlights are better in darker places. Why don't we make this room a little darker by closing that curtain and pulling down these blinds. I guess we'll need to turn off picture-picture. Make it all the darker.
There.
And the traffic light. It's off. Well, maybe I'll just pull out the sofa bed. Really pretend that it's night. Visits are usually in the daytime, so we don't think about the nighttime that much. There's a pillow in here, I believe. Yep. Oh, I'll have to take these off. Hello? Pardon me? Oh no, I think you probably want a different number. Yes. Oh, certainly. Bye-bye. Ever just sit in bed and think about things? And look around the room? Rooms at night often look different from the way they look in the daytime. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. I wonder what he'll think when he sees this.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Well, here are the cassettes you ordered. It's dark in here.
Yes, we're pretending that it's nighttime in this room. That's why I have this.
Oh, pretending it's nighttime. Well, that must be why you wanted these cassettes. Now, I've heard this one, but I'd like to see that one.
Oh, good. This is the one, yes, How People Make Flashlights.
How People Make Flashlights. Are you going to show it today?
Well, if you can stay, we'll show it right now.
I certainly can. I've always wanted to see how people make flashlights.
Good. Come along.
Oh.
Wow. Watch your step here.
All righty. Well, now I see you've pulled out your sofa bed.
Sure, that's part of the pretend.
Part of the pretend. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to be afraid that there was something underneath my bed.
Well, that could have been very scary.
Well, it certainly was.
Would you like to see under this one?
Sure.
All right, I'll just flash the flashlight under here.
All righty.
See? You can see it's just a rug under there.
You know, that's the way I used to check with my flashlight. Mm-hmm. And as I grew, I learned that there was nothing scary under my bed, and that certainly was a good feeling.
Well, it takes a lot of growing to come to that.
And a lot of flashlights.
Yes. All right, let's just look at this one now.
Alrighty.
How people make flashlights. Oh, first I have to turn picture back
on. There it is.
There you go. All right, how people make flashlights. And we'll watch it together, Mr.
Alrighty. Alrighty.
When people make flashlights, they begin with a long ribbon of steel. You see it there?
Oh, yes.
They put it into a machine that presses it into the shape of a cup. See, that's what that machine's doing.
Well, there they go, but they don't look very much like flashlights.
Not yet. Each cup has to be shaped again and again. And each time these machines press these steel cups, they get longer and longer.
Oh, they do look longer.
Mm-hmm. And soon, they'll have their final flashlight shape. Just watch and see. See that?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Each one of those began as part of that long ribbon of steel. And now, they're the shape of flashlights. This person examines each one to be sure the machine is working properly. He's using a special gauge to measure the shape. See, machines can't do anything without people.
Now, what's this person doing?
She's using a machine to make a hole in the back of the flashlight case. And this is where the batteries will go. Now it's time to make thin grooves all around the case. See that?
Oh, yes.
This keeps the flashlight from slipping when you hold it in your hand. Those flashlight cases. Now this person is assembling the switch that turns the flashlight on and off. And the front part of the flashlight is assembled next. And the shiny part is called the reflector. It's attached to a metal circle that holds it just right.
Oh, well, there's the bulb.
Mm-hmm. And into the reflector, the bulb will go. See the bulbs in the reflectors? Look at them all there.
Getting ready to be part of a flashlight.
Mm-hmm. Now the workers test each flashlight with batteries to be sure that they do work. Then they take out the batteries and send the flashlight on its way to have the last part put on. There they go, on the assembly line there.
A lot of flashlights.
Mm-hmm. And the last part is the back. Now the packing. Each flashlight is put in its own box, and each box is put into a bigger box and sent off to stores where people can buy them.
Well, I enjoyed that.
Of course, there are many different kinds of flashlights.
different models, but I guess they're all made pretty much the same.
Oh, do you want me to return that to the library?
Would you please?
And I'll leave this one with you.
Oh, good. This is Sounds of the Night. I'll play this later.
All righty. Well, I have more deliveries to make, so right now I'll just say speedy delivery to you.
And follow the light.
Follow the light right out the door. In fact, I'll say speedy delivery and good night.
Oh, good night, Mr. McPhee.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Just have some make-believe. In fact, I'll show you the controls right here for the trolley. Trolley. Let's pretend that it's almost nighttime in the neighborhood of make-believe. Trolley could have a flashlight right on top of it. Let's see how that works. Yeah, we can make-believe that. And King Friday and Handyman Negri could be playing some almost nighttime music together at the Castle Garden. Ready for some make-believe? All right, Trolley. Neighborhood of make-believe. I believe our music has reached new heights, Handyman Negri.
I agree, King Friday. We seem to get better every day.
And every night.
It is a beautiful night, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I appreciate your faithfulness to our royal enterprise.
Always at your handy service, sire.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
King Friday and I were just playing some night duets.
Oh, I love to hear music at night.
Well, then...
But I also love to have my flashlight working.
Oh. Can I help you with it?
It won't turn on.
Well, there are no batteries in it.
I know. I wondered if you had some.
What size does it need?
C.
I think I have some in my handy shop. I'll go get them, and I'll be right back.
You are excused, Handyman, for fetching batteries.
How many does it take?
Two.
Coming right up.
Your thoughts about the nighttime, Niece Aberlin?
I love the nighttime. I love to look at the stars and the moon and think about all the people I know and love. And make up stories about all kinds of wonderful things.
You are an extraordinary person, Niece Aberlin.
Here they are.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Yes, sir. Correct as usual, King Friday.
You may proceed.
Handy.
You're welcome. The insides of things are mighty important, aren't they?
They surely are.
Oh, Lady Aberlina. Oh, Lady Aberlina.
That's X the Owl calling me, isn't it?
It sounds like him.
Oh, Lady Aberlina, please come over here.
That is he. I'd better go.
You are excused, niece.
Thank you, Uncle Friday. And thank you, Handy, for your help.
You're welcome.
Yes, well, you certainly did that in fine.
What is it, X?
Oh, I'm really disturbed. I'm just as disturbed as can be.
Why is that?
Well, just come on inside my tree and I'll show you.
Well, I think this knot hole is a little too small for me to get in.
Well, there's a bigger door for creatures your size around the back. Now, just come on in here and I'll meet you inside. I tell you, I'm really disturbed.
I wonder what's bothering him so much. I'll just go inside and try to find out.
I don't know why you had to call her over.
I told you I'm really disturbed.
Oh, honestly, X, you're something else.
Well, I'm just who I am. That's who I am.
Oh, this is nice in here. Lady Elaine, I didn't expect to find you here.
A night for surprises.
That's just it. But I tell you, that's just it.
What's just it, X?
Surprises. I don't like some kinds of surprises.
Well, now that we're in here, maybe you can tell me what's disturbing you.
I'm disturbed with Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine?
You heard him.
In fact, I'm more than disturbed with her. I'm angry with her.
Can either one of you tell me why?
Oh, it's really nothing.
It's more than nothing, Lady Elaine.
Okay, X, have it your way.
Well, it's my tree.
I didn't know you were so fussy.
Anyway, you scared me.
I didn't mean to.
Well, you did. And she shouldn't have done it, should she, Lady A?
Can you tell me what happened?
I was sitting on my perch, getting ready to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I saw this flash of light coming into my room, and there she was, barging right into where I was about to go to sleep.
You came into X's tree, Lady Elaine?
I've been in here before.
But before, I knew you were coming.
I just wanted some company.
But you could have called on the telecan to ask if it was all right to come.
Oh, I just thought it was all right.
You mean you didn't knock on his door?
I forgot.
Well, don't ever forget again, 'cause you really scared me and you made me angry.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And anyway, there are falling stars.
Falling stars?
Yes, I just found out about them. They fall all the time.
They're not gonna fall here, are they?
Never can tell.
I don't think a real star would fall here.
Would you answer that telecan, Lady A?
Certainly. Hello? Well, hi, Daniel. Yes, I'll come over as soon as I can. We're talking about some important things here right now, but I'll be over. I will. See you soon.
So?
That was Daniel. He sends his nighttime greetings.
Does he want to talk with you too?
Yes. Any idea why?
I did mention falling stars to him too, but I doubt that would be it.
We'll deal with that later, Lady Elaine. Right now, I need to tell you something quite directly.
What is it, Toots?
This is X's tree. Mm. This is where he lives. This is where he sleeps. And anybody who comes into this tree needs to tell X that they're coming. Do you understand that?
You mean that you're not supposed to walk into somebody's private place and flash your flashlight around and scare them and say, "Yoo-hoo, I'm here." Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
I think that's pretty clear.
And you won't do it again?
I'll try not to. I'm sorry I scared you, X.
That fallen star stuff is pretty scary in itself.
I think so, too.
I'm going to find out more about that before everybody gets upset.
And disturbed.
And angry.
Right.
Thanks for coming over, Lady Aberlin. You sure know how to help people and birds.
I hope I can help Daniel Tiger.
If I scared him, tell him I'm sorry. Looks like this is my night for saying sorry, sorry, sorry.
We all make mistakes, Lady Elaine.
Well, next time I sure will remember to knock on this tree.
And if I'm here, I'll probably invite you to come in.
Thanks, Toots.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, then.
Good night, Lady Aberlin.
Good night.
Night. Oh, I hope that one isn't going to fall. Or that one. Oh.
Good evening, Daniel.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Was something troubling you?
I didn't know that stars would fall from way up there.
I've never known a star to fall here, Daniel.
But Lady Elaine said that they do, and they might, and they could. I just don't want one to fall on my clock and make my clock fall over. And what if the moon should fall, too? I mean, the moon's so big.
Daniel, the moon is not going to fall.
Oh.
And a star is not going to make your clock fall over.
But Lady Elaine...
I think that Lady Elaine was just having some scary thoughts herself. And she was just scaring everybody else with them.
You mean I'm safe here tonight?
Yes. I think you're very safe here tonight. In fact, I'd be glad to stay here with you until you go to sleep if you'd like me to.
Oh, I would like you to. Look, there's Handy coming over.
Maybe he'll play you a lullaby.
Oh.
Hi, Handy.
King Friday wanted me to check to see that everything was all right.
I think people are starting to settle down now for the night.
And the stars aren't going to fall out of the sky, and the moon isn't either.
That's right, Daniel.
And my clock's not going to fall.
No. Did you think it might?
Until I talked about it with Lady Aberlin.
It helps to talk about things that you're wondering about, doesn't it?
Especially with people you like. I'm glad to have neighbors like you in the daytime and in the nighttime.
Would you give Daniel a lullaby while I go and check on some things at the castle?
Of course. In fact, I'll stay with you, Daniel, until you go to sleep, if you like.
Oh, I would. I like both of you so much.
And you know we like you.
Oh, we surely do.
Oh, thanks.
I'll be back.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, Charlie. Sometimes it does take a while to go to sleep. Good night.
Sometimes Lady Elaine Fairchild upsets people. I can understand why X the Owl wanted her to knock on his tree before coming in. Can't you? When people are in their own rooms, they like to be private. And they like to be told if other people want to come in. In fact, it's very important to tell people if you're going to come and visit. Let's get some light in here. On the traffic light. There. Better fold up the bed. Make it be a sofa again. Well, there's the phone. Hello? Yes. Aha. Uh-huh. Why, certainly. Oh, Tatiana. Yes. Well, hello, is this the interpreter? Oh, thank you very much. This week. Very good. Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you. All right. До свидания. Bye. Now, that was someone who lives far away from this neighborhood, and she makes television programs for children in her country the way I make them for you here. So, she's going to come and visit us right in this place sometime this week. She's from very far away, and... oh, I'll be so glad for you to meet her. Well, that's good news. Oh, first of all, I need these. And I'll put this away. That really pleases me. I'll be able to tell you more about... Oh, here's this table. We've certainly moved things around a lot today, haven't we? But I like to be able to have television visits with you. There are many things that people wonder about in this world. And I like to be able to talk with you about those things. It gives me a really good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. When you're curious about the people and the world around you, that is one fine way of learning. It's good to be curious. It's also good to know that everybody wants some time alone, some private time, once in a while. Everybody has some things that they just don't want to share, in the daytime or the nighttime. Just remembered something. Other cassette that Mr. McFeely brought. I'll play this for you another time. Because I'll be back another time. The next time. Bye-bye. You always make it a special day for me. You know how. By just your being yourself. That's right. People can like you just the way you are. Daytime and nighttime. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink! PBS Kids!